The boom in Vegas was our golden ticket. This thought propelled me up the strip to meet with the city's political gatekeeper, Mayor Oscar Goodman. As chairman of Mandalay Entertainment Group, I was determined to ride the momentum that had turned Sin City family-friendly. So many new residents had been drawn to Las Vegas in the early 2000s that the construction crane was laughingly referred to as the city's official bird, and all this wholesome expansion virtually guaranteed the business home run that I was about to deliver for my company's professional baseball division. Our proposition? To build the ultimate state-of-the-art ballpark in the entertainment capital of the world. Our agenda? To elevate our sports entertainment business onto the national stage. Our success hinged on my ability to persuade Las Vegas's chief politician to lead the campaign for a municipal bond to fund this multi-million dollar civic project. But since this huge, iconic city currently had no quality professional stadium, let alone the kind of cutting-edge venue that was Mandalay's specialty, my proposal had to be a no-brainer for the mayor. Or so I thought. Mandalay Baseball, at the time, owned five professional minor league franchises across the country, including single-A, double-A, and triple-A teams, and our partners included basketball superstar Magic Johnson, Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin, and Tom Hicks, owner of the Texas Rangers. There's nothing minor about the business of the minor leagues, which attract more than 40 million fans each year, and our profits validated that. We had an established track record of attracting public money, winning local support, and building top-of-the-line stadiums. Recently, we'd acquired the Las Vegas AAA franchise of the legendary LA Dodgers. Now, we wanted to elevate this franchise by moving its location from Cashman Field, the outdated university ballpark where it currently played, and building the 21st-century world-class stadium that Las Vegas's home team so richly deserved. As I arrived at the mayor's headquarters, I thought, okay, let's play ball. Even though I was late, the mayor made me wait. Goodman was a shrewd wielder of power. The decor of his anteroom lets you know you were dealing with somebody in show business. He showed you his business wherever you looked, from the replica of the iconic Las Vegas sign that read, "Welcome to fabulous Mayor Goodman's office," to the glass display cases crammed with more awards and tchotchkes than I could count. There were photos of Goodman with everyone from President Bill Clinton to Michael Jackson and actors Tony Curtis and Steven Seagal. I even noticed a pair of Muhammad Ali's boxing gloves. Every detail of that office screamed, "Major League!" If only I'd paid attention. Finally, the mayor was ready for me. But before I could get a word out, he peppered me with talk about the movies I'd produced, executive produced or supervised, especially the two, Rain Man and Bugsy, that were made in Vegas. He asked if I had any plans to make another film in his fair city. Then he quoted the box office numbers that had lifted Batman into the stratosphere. I took all this foreplay as proof that Goodman was the perfect audience for my perfect pitch. I told him I'd come to deliver box office success for Vegas. This time not through movies, but through baseball. As proof, I reeled off the data that I was sure would mesmerize him. Figures proving Mandalay kept design and construction costs down, quality up, and completion on schedule. Our most recent stadium, built for our single-A Cincinnati Reds team in Dayton, Ohio, featured amenities such as upper deck seating and luxury suites, making it unique among minor league ballparks at the time. I gestured toward the window view of cranes marching across the desert. All those new hometown fans in Las Vegas deserve a legacy team and ballpark of their own. The mayor considered this statement. Then he asked, "Can you deliver a major league team here?" Had someone dubbed the word major into his mouth? He'd stopped listening the instant I said minor league. But I was so caught up in my facts and figures that I thought he was just confused. "This is professional baseball. All major league affiliates," I assured him. "You'll be able to ride on the back of the most storied team in pro history, the Los Angeles Dodgers." He shook his head. "We're overdue for something really, really big." "What I'm proposing is huge," I insisted. "In the years since our stadium opened in Dayton, we've sold out every single game. That's an unprecedented phenomenon, and we intend to surpass it here." Goodman shot me a cold squint. "This ain't Dayton, kiddo." Even though I met with the mayor several more times, bringing him to my home in Los Angeles and presenting him with several more decks of killer data, my efforts only proved that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And I never even made it to first base with my guaranteed home run. This failure haunted me. How had I managed so decisively to turn our winning odds to a loss in Vegas? The metrics certainly weren't to blame. Not long after striking out with Goodman, a car dealer out of Detroit named Derek Stevens attended a game at Cashman Field and was excited by exactly the same vision we'd had, that of building Las Vegas a professional ballpark. Good luck.